Good day. You're listening to your daily financial services news wrap with Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today is Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024, and here are the key news updates impacting Australian consumers. Starting with the Australian Council of Trade Unions, known as the ACTU, that has secured significant funding amounting to over $742,000 from industry super funds. These contributions are asserted to greatly value members and adhere to rigid transparency. The ACTU is making commendable strides to foster worker engagement with super funds seeking to enhance financial welfare while ensuring a unique worker relationship where sponsorships are prudently chosen to directly serve workers and secure their retirement. In banking news, the Reserve Bank of Australia has put a pause to its sequence of interest rate increases, maintaining the cash rate at 4.35%. This is coming after 13 consecutive hikes since May 2022. While inflation is gradually reaching targeted levels, rising service costs raise concerns, especially for low-income households. However, experts from the Commonwealth Bank anticipate a possible rate reduction towards the end of the year. On the insurance front, MetLife Australia has emerged as an industry pioneer, launching progressive leave packages. In an effort to support its diverse workforce, they offer leave days for menopause, fertility issues, and gender affirmation. Also, MetLife plans to increase paid parental leave to 16 weeks this year. Looking ahead, MetLife's policy favors an empathetic approach towards employee welfare while enhancing workforce engagement and personal growth. Closing with news from the retail sector, where an inflating cost of trading crisis casts shadows of worry over Australian retailers. They grapple with increasing operational costs due to rising wages, escalating energy prices, and enhanced insurance premiums. This has prompted the Retail Association Director Rob Godwin to call for government interventions ahead of the May budget, as current conditions could pose a threat to the broader Australian economy. That's all for today's segment. Please join Paige Estrotori again tomorrow for your daily update on financial service news. Remember to visit to www.financialservicesonline.com.au for a wide range of finance, insurance, superannuation, and money management solutions. Thank you, and see you again soon.